This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Nearly half of Pennsylvania maternal deaths occur after standard postpartum care ends. New data from Pennsylvania's Department of Health reveals a critical gap in maternal care. Nearly half of pregnancy-related deaths occur more than 6 weeks after delivery, when standard postpartum monitoring typically ends. The findings underscore growing concerns about the adequacy of current postpartum care protocols in the United States. 47% of maternal deaths in Pennsylvania occur after 6 weeks postpartum. Timing of maternal deaths in Pennsylvania. Distribution of pregnancy-related deaths by postpartum period, 2018 to 2020. Late postpartum, 6 weeks. 47 postpartum, 0 to 6 weeks. 33 pregnancy, 20%. Source, Pennsylvania Department of Health, 2023, Georgian Medical Journal News. Late postpartum period shows highest mortality risk. The Pennsylvania Maternal Mortality Review Committee analyzed pregnancy-related deaths from 2018 to 2020, finding that the late postpartum period carries the highest risk for maternal mortality. This period, defined as more than 42 days after delivery, accounts for the largest proportion of maternal deaths, despite receiving minimal clinical attention. Standard postpartum care in the United States typically concludes with a single visit at 6 to 8 weeks after birth. This approach, established decades ago, fails to address the continued medical risks women face in the months following delivery, according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Cardiovascular complications drive late deaths. The Pennsylvania data shows that cardiovascular conditions, including cardiomyopathy and hypertensive disorders, represent the leading causes of death in the late postpartum period. These conditions often develop gradually and may not manifest symptoms until weeks or months after delivery, making early detection challenging within current care frameworks. Mental health conditions, particularly postpartum depression and anxiety, also contribute significantly to maternal mortality during this extended period. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that suicide and overdose account for approximately 20% of pregnancy-related deaths nationally. For more insights on quality and safety in maternal care, ongoing monitoring protocols remain essential. Healthcare system gaps leave mothers vulnerable. Current healthcare delivery models create a cliff effect where intensive prenatal and delivery care abruptly transitions to minimal postpartum support. Insurance coverage patterns often compound this problem, with many women losing pregnancy-related benefits shortly after the traditional 6-week mark. The World Health Organization recommends extended postpartum monitoring up to 1 year after delivery, recognizing that maternal health risks persist well beyond the immediate postpartum period. Several European countries have implemented models showing improved outcomes through extended care protocols. Research published in recent studies supports these extended monitoring approaches. Policy changes target care extension. Pennsylvania health officials are now advocating for policy reforms to extend postpartum Medicaid coverage from 60 days to 12 months after delivery. This change would align with recent federal options allowing states to expand coverage duration under the American Rescue Plan Act. Healthcare providers are also developing new care models that include regular check-ins, telemedicine consultations, and coordinated care between obstetric and primary care providers throughout the first postpartum year. These interventions aim to identify and address emerging health concerns before they become life-threatening complications. The late postpartum period represents the highest risk time for maternal mortality, yet receives the least clinical attention under current U.S. healthcare protocols. Pennsylvania Maternal Mortality Review Committee, Pennsylvania Department of Health, 2023. Key takeaways: 47% of maternal deaths in Pennsylvania occur more than 6 weeks after delivery. Cardiovascular and mental health conditions drive most late postpartum deaths. Current 6-week postpartum care model leaves critical health risks unaddressed. Extended Medicaid coverage and new care models show promise for reducing mortality. Frequently asked questions: Why do most maternal deaths occur after standard postpartum care ends? Many pregnancy-related complications, particularly cardiovascular conditions and mental health disorders, develop gradually and may not show symptoms until weeks or months after delivery. The current 6-week care model was established when most maternal deaths occurred during or immediately after childbirth. What health conditions cause late postpartum deaths? Cardiovascular diseases, including cardiomyopathy and hypertensive disorders, lead the causes, followed by mental health conditions, infections, and complications from underlying medical conditions that worsen during pregnancy and persist postpartum. How can extended postpartum care prevent these deaths? Regular monitoring beyond 6 weeks allows healthcare providers to detect emerging complications early, manage chronic conditions, provide mental health support, and ensure continuity of care. Studies show that extending coverage and care coordination significantly improves maternal health outcomes. The Pennsylvania findings highlight an urgent need to redesign postpartum care delivery in the United States. As states consider extending Medicaid coverage and healthcare systems develop new care models, the focus must shift toward recognizing maternal health as a year-long continuum rather than a 6-week episode. These changes could prevent hundreds of maternal deaths annually and improve health outcomes for millions of women. Source: nearly half of maternal deaths in Pennsylvania occur more than 6 weeks after giving birth.